You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It was uncovered that New Zealand has investment ties to the surveillance company iFlytek, who have been involved in the persecution of Uyghur Muslims. But how do we know if our investments are ethical? The investing world seems really tricky to navigate, with relationships, deals and shares in different companies all over the place. Simplicity is a not-for-profit fund provider who is known for ethical investing. So I spoke to their founder and managing director, Sam Stubbs, about how they manage investing ethically. Now, Simplicity was found to have funds in this as well, so I wanted to know their response to finding out about that.
Well, look, they don't have a partnership. They have what they've called a memorandum of understanding, which is something which is very commonly signed and agreed between organisations. It's just agreed that they might want to work together in the future. So there's nothing really concrete that's come from it. But they have that. That is concerning for us in the sense that iFlytek is on the US blacklist of companies, and the recent Stuff article has highlighted the fact that they're involved in things and Zhejiang province to do with the Uyghur people, which are of concern to us. So as a minority shareholder, we just said to the board, hey, look, and we think it needs to be taken seriously. It's a serious investigation about whether you want to keep on having this relationship with iFlytek. And it's a process that they'll go through. They've assured us that they'll take it seriously, and I absolutely believe that they will. And we'll find out, you know, what's going on, and whether it's right that they continue to have this memorandum of understanding with them.
Yeah, no one wants to be funding, like, you know, the abuse of human rights, but such a tricky ground to navigate. Simplicity is known for ethical investing, and I'm curious to how you navigate those relationship partnerships and companies that own, like, bits and bobs all over the place. How do you ensure ethical investing?
It's hard. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, right? I think the first thing you do is you say, what's our perspective? Our perspective is that of our members, which are ordinary New Zealanders. What passes the sensibility test with them? And you know, you have to work out where you draw the line, right? Because, I mean, this is a tangible example. Everyone's talking about climate change right now, and so we don't invest in fossil fuels. But, of course, we live in an economy which is incredibly dependent on fossil fuels. You know, it's all very well saying you hate plastics, but plastics go into, you know, heart valve implants, cochlear implants, ear implants for kids. There's a whole lot of incredibly useful uses of plastics. We would be in the Stone Age without them. So you have to ask yourself, how do you invest them to send the right messages and to reflect the wishes of your members, and yet to also recognise the fact that you just can't eliminate fossil fuels and plastics straight away. So what you do in that case is you actually make the base product, which is oil, you make it more expensive. That forces people to make sensible decisions about substituting oil where they can. You don't want it to be a cheap form of energy. You want it to be an expensive form of energy that will force better decisions. So that's one of those examples where it's a throwaway line to say that you hate fossil fuels and, you know, in no way should you be invested in them in any way, shape or form. Now, with human rights, that's an equally complex issue, right? Because what are human rights? That's the first question. Human rights differ depending on where you are in the world. There's an argument about whether they're absolute or relative. So we have a company like iFlytek, which seems to be assisting in the Chinese monitoring of the Uyghur people. You have to ask yourself, how big a deal is that for them? How big a part of their business is it? How significant is it? And by the way, is it true? You know, people make these statements. You have to work out whether they're true. That's why we're in discussions with them. In fact, we're in discussions with China experts right now to work out, is what iFlytek are being accused of actually true? And is it as egregiously bad as it's being indicated? Now, I can't answer that yet because we're still looking at that. So, you know, it's complex.
Sounds very complex. What can you learn from the recent example with iFlytek moving forward with Simplicity?
I think you need to be constantly vigilant. You just have to accept that you can't get it right all the time, right? We had 3,000 investments in 23 different countries, and iSouth themselves, have many, many, many relationships with many companies. Many of those companies do business with China, and many of the companies that they do business with in China will do business with other people who might do bad things. So you're not always going to get it right, but you should be vigilant. And when you find a circumstance like this, when something comes up, when something is challenged or exposed, at that point, you have to take it really seriously. And what you'll do is you'll make an immediate decision about what you do about that company, but you'll also learn about improving that process as you go forward. This is just a constant process of evolving and learning. It's like life, right? Sometimes you make mistakes and you learn from them. But the most important thing is that you do learn and you do change as a consequence. I think what we'll learn here is a little bit about iFlyCheck, but I think what we'll most learn is how we can make our monitoring processes more robust, and that's the case for simplicity, but also for iFlyCheck.
That was Sam Stubbs, Managing Director of Simplicity Investment Funds.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.